Normally in December, the Bethel area is covered in snow and ice, but it's been unseasonably warm so far. In fact, Bethel broke a record Friday, reaching 48 degrees. And as KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports, it's affecting subsistence gathering.
The YK Delta is known for winter warm-ups, but the amount of them lately has some folks scratching their heads. By now, the Kuskokwim is often a frozen highway of activity for Queefluk residents like Max Olick, who enjoys making the 15-mile trip downriver to Bethel.
You know, this time of the year, we're going back and forth with trucks, but this year is kind of depressing.
Olick, who has been a Yupik subsistence fisherman and hunter his whole life, says he's never seen it like this before. Last week, temperatures were above freezing for 6 days straight, reaching into the 40s four of those days. It's enough to melt the snow and turn everything brown, which is not a safe landscape for guys out checking their nets or traps under the ice.
The open leads are hard to see right now, and if you go down to the river, it's all the same. You won't even notice the open waters.
Olick has been the village's public safety officer for 31 years and hasn't crossed the Kuskokwim to check his own net in a week. But others are risking it. Those who have beaver traps or blackfish traps set or whitefish nets under the ice.
They're trying to put food on a table for their family and, you know, they're risking their life out there and taking chances.
Recently, I know a whole bunch of boats went out to go seal hunting.
About 160 miles away on the Bering Sea coast, Brandon Aguchek works as Skamon Bay's tribal council director. Subsistence seal hunting in December is pretty much unheard of. The season usually wraps up in late October, but everything is melted back to tundra.
Like a fall, early fall.
A lot of hunters in Skamon Bay would normally be out checking their traps and nets this time of year, but Aguchek says they can't. He doesn't know of anyone going hungry. Most have stored salmon and moose and the freshly caught seal, but he says it's still a hardship.
A lot of people rely on whitefish and blackfish, and they can't go out and get these things here for their families. So I think some people do have a hard time without checking their traps.
It is getting colder. Although there's no snow in the forecast, freezing temperatures are. Until conditions improve, Max Olick advises against traveling on the river near Bethel. But if you have to, he says don't go alone and bring extra rope. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.